The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
Now, research shows that only 4% of adults are actually eating the required servings of vegetables. We were at Kids Fest last week and we spoke to the people there that were involved in the Taste the Rainbow program, which was trying to get kids to eat more vegetables. But, of course, adults are of concern as well. And there we learnt that 5 servings of vegetables is the required amount. And a serving is actually quite a substantial size. Like, apparently, for some vegetables, it's half a cup. For some vegetables, it's as much as a full cup of vegetables. So, you know, one small sprig of broccoli probably isn't going to cut it. To talk about this research and how we can eat more vegetables and get up to that required level is health coach Samantha Jackson. Thanks for being on the program, Samantha.
Good morning, Mitch. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. So, only 4% of adults are eating the required amount of vegetables. Were you surprised when you heard that stat?
I was not surprised, actually, because getting to coach people in their nutrition, no, it didn't surprise me at all. It does sadden me, though, that we think that veggies are something for other people, or that we could just get by with a little handful, as you say, you know, just a sprig of broccoli, and we call that a serve of veggies.
What are the consequences if we don't eat the required amount of veggies? Because I think a lot of people out there think, well, I'm going okay and I'm probably not eating my 5 serves, but I'm doing all right and it'll be fine.
There's a common misconception that just because you're not sick, it doesn't mean you're actually healthy. But if you're not eating veggies, you're missing out on some really important sources of nutrition, like potassium that helps to maintain your healthy blood pressure, and fiber, which lowers cholesterol and helps with your bowel health, helps to prevent bowel cancer. You're missing out on some folate, which helps your body form red blood cells, vitamin A for your eyes and skin health and helps you fight infection, and also vitamin C, which is great for your connective tissue, helps with cuts healing, and also aids iron absorption as well, and as well as fighting off coughs and colds. So you really are missing out on a lot there.
Now, it talks about when we hear about experts. We had someone on the program last week saying this at a kids' festival. They said, taste the rainbow. You've got to have vegetables of different colours because each colour of vegetable gives you a different benefit. Is that right?
That's absolutely 100% true. So things like carrots, they're high in vitamin A, which is beta-carotene. So you've got all sorts of, like your green leafy veggies, they're actually higher in iron and folate. So if you have some from every colour, then you're actually, you're covering all your bases there. There's really not too much space for you to go wrong.
What's the hardest colour to get people to eat?
Probably the white, because of the demonisation of white anything nowadays. So people won't eat potato anymore. But potatoes got some fantastic nutritional benefits, and you can roast them, mash them, just grate them into things. There's so many. Like, starch is actually not the manifestation of evil. It's quite necessary, but it's been a bit demonised lately with the carb revolution.
Well, I was going to say that. Yeah, people, I mean, I would have thought it'd be easy to eat lots of potatoes, as you say, so versatile, but people have been headed off carbs a bit, haven't they?
Oh, I know, and it makes me so sad, because carbs are energy, not the enemy. So you do need some carbs. You've just got to be mindful that if you're going to eat it, you're going to have to work it off. So you need that. You need to be expending some energy. So if you're going to have a bowl of big bowl of mashed potato right before you go to bed, you better make sure that you're going to be fairly active through the night. So that's one way of looking at it.
Cauliflower, I mean, that's another white vegetable. I don't see why that's... I mean, I would have thought, honestly, that green would be a lot harder than white.
Green, you can generally hide into things or put it in a salad and people will eat it. But the white has been a bit demonised. Cauliflower has got the reputation of being quite mushy if you boil it. And I think we all remember our mums boiling it and making it like the whole house smell terrible with boiled cauliflower. Mm. And then it's just kind of this watery mush on your plate. But now with the revolution of cauliflower pizza crust, I mean, if a cauliflower can now be a pizza crust, anyone can do anything, right?
What's cauliflower pizza crust? Never heard of that before.
Have you not?
It's
where you can actually make your cauliflower into like the pizza crust. So you add some potato and things to it as well. But yeah, you make cauliflower into a pizza crust. I've never done it myself, but I've heard a lot about it. You can also substitute cauliflower for rice as well if you're looking to reduce your carbohydrates, and also substitute zucchini for pasta if you put it through one of those spiralizers as well. So there's some really interesting ways you can get your veggies in there.
I much prefer raw vegetables to vegetables that have been boiled up or steamed into a mush. Am I like most people in that respect?
Absolutely. And what I encourage people to do a lot is to keep like a big plastic box in your fridge and keep cut up carrots, mushrooms, broccoli, cauliflower, celery, green beans, capsicum, all of those sorts of veggies, like your snack veggies that are really nice to have raw. Keep those in your fridge and then stick your hand in there, and they become your snacks during the day. That's a really great way of getting those cups of vegetables in, is to just snack on them. And you can put like 30 grams of cheese or almonds with them, or a tablespoon of hummus if you just want to have that extra substantial snack. So you can put things like that with them, but don't be shy in sticking your hand in a veggie box and grazing on that during the day.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea, and I don't know why people insist on boiling them up, really, because cooked vegetables, it is very unappealing in a lot of ways, but when you have raw and you've got the crunch, you know, things like carrot, celery, that's good as well.
Absolutely, yep, go for it. Just don't juice them. Please don't juice your veggies. It knocks all of the fiber out. And so, yeah, it's what that will actually do is spike your blood sugar, because you're getting all these nutrients, because vegetables are essentially carbohydrates. So you're getting everything broken down. So you're rapidly absorbing that glucose that's been broken down for you, because there's no fiber there to slow it down. So it's actually going to spike your blood sugar. So please don't juice veggies. Eat them instead.
Because a lot of people think, oh, yes, if I juice up these veggies, I can get 8 servings of vegetables in one cup or something, and it's very easy, but not a good idea.
Never a good idea. You need the fiber. It's very good for you.
So other than your container of raw vegetables, how else do you say to clients that they should be trying to get more vegetables into their diet but not making it that much of a chore?
Okay, so get in the habit of having a side salad with your dinner. So you can have your main meal, and it's almost like being at a restaurant. Have a little side salad with your dinner every night or with your lunch. You can always cut down on the main meal portion just a tad if you think you're going to get too full. But keep a ready-made-up salad in the fridge, quite a large one, and you can take a handful out and put it in a bowl and have that with your dinner. You can also make it nice with a bit of lemon juice or balsamic vinegar, or even just a shake of Greek seasoning on the top of it just to jazz it up. So definitely do that one.
But don't overdo the dressing?
Don't overdo the creamy dressing. The balsamic vinegar and lemon juice you can, you know, knock yourself out with. But, not the creamy dressings. And if you're after a creamy dressing, just get a bit of Greek yogurt and a tiny splash of lemon juice, a tiny bit of mustard, and then add water to it. Mix that up, and you've got a nice creamy dressing without all the oil from mayo.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
A salad and cut up vegetables. What else?
Oh, grating them in. So get great at ninjuring in your veggies. So hide them from yourself. If you really don't like them, hide them from yourself. So grate carrots and zucchini into your spag bowl, or even load up your mashed potato with sweet potato and carrots and parsnips, and, you know, grate them into that. Or you can grate veggies into your omelette at brekkie time, or any meal, really. Like, you can boost the veggie content by just grating carrots and beetroot onto your side salad, so boosting it up a little bit there too. So, yeah, grate them in. It's a great way of hiding them from yourself.
Yeah, that's a really excellent idea. We were talking to a mum at Kids Fest last week, and she said, well, she tries to conceal the vegetables from the kids, but they still manage to, one way or another, find out that the vegetables are there and know that they've been had. Do you have any tips for trying to get kids to eat their vegetables?
Absolutely. So get kids involved in the woe to go, I find really beneficial. So if you can find a farmer's market and go shopping for your veggies right from the producer, and even buying them with, you know, with a bit of dirt on them still, or even better, there's some farmer's markets where they'll let you pick your own carrots or zucchinis or cucumbers or whatever, and they'll let you go in there and pick them. Now, kids doing that, going and picking the veggies and then eating them, is really beneficial, because for a start, they taste better. They're always a much sweeter flavour when they're fresh out of the ground.
Yeah, those frozen vegetables are probably the worst. And, yeah, when it's fresh out of the ground, there's really no comparison.
It's absolutely no comparison. And kids love the novelty of it as well, and having that ownership of, I picked this carrot and now I'm going to have it for my dinner. So it's a really great way of getting kids involved. So if you can go to a farmer's market, please by all means do, and get the kids involved there. Also cutting them into really funky little shapes too. That helps with the younger kids, but also just softening them a bit too. So if some kids find them just that little bit too arduous to chew, just steam them until they're firm soft, and then give them to the kids. And you can even give them, you know, some nice hummus to dip them in and things like that, so they can have a bit of fun with it.
But don't steam the bejesus out of them until they're mush.
Yeah, no, don't do that. They've got to be like al dente kind of thing. So a little bit of, it's got to sort of have some resistance there, and just a bit of a firm crisp, but not that big crunch. And particularly if you're worried about your kids choking on carrot pieces as well, that's always a really good idea. But yeah, making faces on the plate too. Like, I mean, look at Instagram or Pinterest for some inspiration on those. There's plenty of them that that show you how to make little face plates of veggies. Kids can't wait to lap that up. So yeah, there's so many novel ways of getting your kids involved. I think us as parents just need to be a bit creative too.
And do you suggest that people even have a veggie patch in their backyards? Then the kids can really be involved in the whole growing process from seed to eating.
Bonus points if you can do that. Absolutely bonus points, because then you know you're getting true organic vegetables. So you know what's actually going into your kids, because, you know, if you're buying them your veggies from the supermarket, one, you don't know how long they've been in cold storage for, but two, you really don't know what's being sprayed on them and is washing enough to get it off. So if you really want to keep that clean, organic nature for your kids, grow them yourself. You know, and they're really hardy to do. Like, it's great fun, and it's not that difficult either.
So any final top tips for either parents or kids out there when it comes to trying to increase your vegetable consumption?
Never be afraid to double up. So if a recipe calls for a certain amount of veggies, just double it. So you're already doing the prep work anyway, throw more in. You can never eat too much of the low-starch veggies, but just be careful with the starchy ones. You still need to have those, but double up on the low-starch.
Well, thank you for sharing your expertise, and hopefully we all have a good serving of veggies tonight. What's your favourite vegetable?
Oh, it's got to be parsnips. I love parsnips. They're a bit of a treat.
Thank you very much, Samantha Jackson, joining us there, health coach, telling us how we can increase our servings of vegetables.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.